Now, what about computing a random effect weighted mean? Which is going to be the answer to your question, is how do we figure out what the hell is going on that is an error? It's possible to compute a weighting value that takes into account both the random sampling variability among the studies and the systematic sampling variability. The reasons that they have different effect sizes. Then you would redo the analyses using this W. So all you have to do is calculate a different W. If you're using a fixed effects W, you're doing a fixed effects meta-analysis. If you do a random effects W, you're doing a random effects meta-analysis. How are we doing? Because it all gets captured in how we weight things. Doing either with a large set of effect sizes using XLS is somewhat tedious, and it's easy to make an error that's very hard to find. Instead, find the demo that we have for David Wilson or whatever other package you guys are using. I want to show you how to do it so we can talk about the logic behind it, but it's enough of a pain in the ass that if you're going to do this, especially with large, complex meta-analysis data sets, you're going to want to use a packaged program. I don't always because I like using my own shit, but I have piles and piles of it.